Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Little blues coming there from a little band from Texas, ZZ Top. That's Billy on vocals and Dusty and Frank, the other two. Seven Till, I'm Jim Blasingame, and thank you very much for hanging out with me. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Anita Rosen is our guest, and we've learned over the years, folks, over the last almost 10 years, she's taught us so much. I can't tell you how much valuable information she's taught us about the online world, and nobody better could do that than her. Anita, thanks again for all that. We got to get you back on next month because it's your 10th anniversary.
I'd love to be back.
Yeah, we'll do that. Hey, Anita, and by the way, ReadyGo.com is her website, eLearning 2.0. You can tell she knows what she's talking about, folks, so the book's outstanding. eLearning 2.0, wherever books are sold, right, Anita?
Correct.
So check that out. Okay, in the previous segment, you talked to us about using the online capability to train employees, to train people, and how to maximize that, and some of the techniques and tips that you've learned. One of the things that I'm really trying to get small business owners to do to help them build online communities is to do little 1 minute, 90 second, 2 minute videos. They can be rude and crude, it doesn't matter, of themselves demonstrating how to knit and purl, or how to put a product together, or how to use it in the field, or whatever your business is, and put that up on your site.
And put it up on YouTube and then point to it for me.
Thank you. There you go. Or Vimeo. We use Vimeo too. We actually like Vimeo better than YouTube. But anyway, the thing, it doesn't matter, folks. The point is you're engaging customers and you're doing something, even though it's not classic social media, it's building customer communities because you're serving first and selling second, aren't you?
Yes, and the big thing that you need to ask when people say what should be it, what I see is a lot of times people push off their website to someone else. Oh, I had a website developer and they developed a website, and it's not a living, growing organism. And again, I'll use a more retail examples. You're a restaurant or you're a store.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what new merchandise do you have? Or maybe, you know, you're a hardware store. Every week, hit one lane in your hardware store and say something cool about one of the products there and how you can use it.
Mm-hmm.
If you're a restaurant, what's your favorite dish? Or maybe show some, you know, take a video of someone in your restaurant making that dish. I'll tell you, most people don't go into a restaurant to order food because they can't figure out how to make it. They go into the food because they don't want to make
That's right.
Or I know myself, someone shows me how many steps it takes to make something, I'm like, oh my God, I'm never making that in my life. I'm so glad I can go in here and buy it.
That's funny. Well, yeah, and remember what you're doing. You're doing so many things with what you just said. Number one, you're serving first before you sell. Number two, you're entertaining them. You're engaging them. You're also demonstrating, and this is huge, Anita, and this is something that I talk about all the time, and it's a huge part of my next book, and that is you're demonstrating your values, and you're making yourself relevant with those values. With all that we just said, you're making yourself relevant to those customers.
You know, I've never been to a restaurant site that has showed me how they make their food.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that would be really cool if you go in there and there's a dish you really make that's a cool dish that
right.
everyone loves.
Right.
You know, you sit there and talk about, well, it's going to be my big secret. Well, you know, you might sit there and say, here's my secret ingredient I'm putting in, and you don't tell them what it is. But really, if you tell them everything,
right.
you know, how many people, you know, look at how complicated Martha Stewart's stuff is.
And you know something else.
Like to watch her make it.
That's right. And you'd be amazed at the people who don't mind telling you what, you know, what they do. But, you know, forget, never mind restaurants. It could be a lawnmower. It could be a leaf blower.
Exactly.
It could be a gutter guard. It doesn't matter. Even if you think, well, everybody knows how to do this, it doesn't matter. Put it up anyway.
Yeah, you're exactly. And you know, you're your specialty is gardens.
And you're an expert landscape guy.
Yeah. Go in and show people this is the proper way of doing something that every single day.
And if you don't know how to do it, folks, and I'm telling you, I'm a perfect example. I'm telling you what I have done. Get some kids from college to help you. They know how to do this. I promise you, it works. Anita, I got
to. They might not know how to make the dish, but they'll know how
to put the video
put it online.
That's
and
exactly
look it
right.
Your website.
That's exactly right, and it doesn't take a lot of equipment either. ReadyGo.com, eLearning 2.0. Anita Rosen, you're the best. Thanks for being here.
Oh, my pleasure.
We'll see you next time. Next month, too, by the way. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you that whenever you get a chance to choose between sitting it out or dancing, I hope you dance. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.